Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Dwayne Dillinger announces run for Senate District 23. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Campbell County Parks and Recreation Executive Director Dwayne Dillinger has announced he's running for Wyoming Senate District 23. The seat is currently held by Eric Barlow, who announced his campaign for governor last year. Dillinger, a fourth-generation Campbell County resident, said his campaign will center on protecting the region's legacy industries, agriculture, oil, gas, and coal, while also expanding economic opportunity. Dillinger said in a press release, "Our community was built on the strength of energy production. I am committed to ensuring Campbell County remains the energy capital of the nation." He also emphasized responsible spending, saying he wants to ensure tax dollars are handled with respect and that Campbell County's voice is heard in Cheyenne. Dillinger has led Parks and Recreation since 2023. Before that, he spent more than three decades at Belknob Golf Course, where he oversaw a water conservation project that saved more than $1 million. He also founded the Gillette Wild Hockey Team and serves as vice president with USA Hockey. The race for Senate District 23 is expected to draw significant local attention as it develops. House panel finds no bribery in Checkgate, recommends rule changes. A Wyoming House Investigative Committee has concluded no bribery or legislative misconduct occurred when campaign checks were handed out on the House floor last month, but members say the incident should never happen again. The controversy known as Checkgate began after conservative activist Rebecca Bextel distributed $1,500 campaign checks to several Republican lawmakers on the House floor following adjournment on February 9th. According to Cowboy State Daily and Wildfile, Committee Chairman Art Washit of Casper said evidence reviewed by the panel did not show a violation of the Wyoming Constitution or legislative rules.
Taken together, the evidence collected and testimony given did not reveal a violation of Article 3, Section 42 or 43 of the Wyoming Constitution. Taken together, the evidence collected and the testimony given did not reveal an explicit violation of any specific rule of the House of Representatives or joint rule of the Senate and the House of Representatives.
Still, Washit told lawmakers the conduct was undesirable and risked creating the appearance that campaign donations were intertwined with the lawmaking process.
Existing rules, while not specific to the conduct investigated by the committee, when taken as a whole, recognize that the floor of the House of Representatives is a specially designated place, unlike most others. It is an area deserving of particular reverence and respect.
Security footage confirmed checks were handed to Representatives Darren McCann of Rock Springs, Joe Webb of Lyman, Marlene Brady of Green River, and Chris Knapp of Gillette. The checks came from Teton County donor Don Grasso. The House voted unanimously to accept the committee's report. Recommendations include new signage on the House floor entrance, possible rule updates, and additional training for lawmakers to avoid even the appearance of impropriety. Meanwhile, a separate criminal investigation by the Laramie County Sheriff's Office remains ongoing. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.